There you go. A little message from criticalhealthnews.com. George Norrie back with you. Doc Qualick with us. Doc, how many years have we been doing this now? At least almost 10, hasn't it?
What, your show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I can't thank you enough for, you know, letting me be part of the family and sharing some of the things that we deal with in the zoos. And it's one of those things where we learn so much from the zoos to help humanity. It's a great, 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 great system.
Well, I get a kick out of doing my live events, and people come up to me all the time thanking me for you, and I just take a bow.
Well, I thank you, too.
Let's go to the calls. We've got Jan in Kentucky. Welcome to the show. Hey, Jan, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. And
sure
excuse
thing.
My accent.
You've got a great accent.
I have a testimony. So I've been listening to you guys for a while, and Doc would talk about I-26. And my gut is absolutely just torn to pieces. I have colitis. I have diverticulitis. I can't take antibiotics anymore because they put me in the hospital absolutely just sick as a dog. So I'm a researcher, and I looked up I-26. And I thought, well, I'm going to try it. I am absolutely amazed. My colitis is gone. I can eat. I have no more severe pains in my stomach anymore. I can eat. I don't have to worry about the hospitals anymore. My diverticulitis is great. My skin. I bruise. Because of my age, I would bruise real easy. Bruises, they don't last 2 to 3 days. They're gone. I'd get a bad bruise and they would be gone. It's just amazing. I have severe ringing in my ears. I mean, it's really severe. My right side ear is clearing up. My left side is still pretty severe. So I've got my fingers crossed on that. I haven't, I've been taking I-26 for a month now. But when the stomach cleared up, it was just within the week. I told my sister, I can't believe it. I'm so proud. I'm so happy. I am absolutely just thrilled to death over this.
Doc, okay, take a bow.
Are you taking the chewables, or are you taking the capsules or the powder?
Yeah, I'm taking the chewables. I tried the vanilla.
The French vanilla are my favorite. Yeah, I take three of those twice a day.
I take three of those. Oh, I just take three of those once in the morning. I take them all three in the morning. Mm-hmm. I didn't do the twice today. I'm just doing the three in the morning. And I'm doing the banana coconut, which is a little better. It's got pretty good taste.
Yep. Well, the banana coconut, we sell more of them than we do the French vanilla, but I like the French vanilla.
Doc, what's the difference between chewables and capsules?
Well, just as the name implies, the capsules, the powder of the I-26 is in the capsules, like a typical capsule supplement. And then the chewables, they're soft, very soft, and they're about the diameter. They're flat. They're only like a millimeter thick, but they're the diameter, the flat side, is the size of a quarter. And I take three of those twice a day, and they taste very good. They really, really blow your mind how good they taste. And they rebuild the brain. They rebuild the spinal cord. They will rebuild the large nerves, like your optic nerve and your 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve. And doctors, you're blind. We have to do this operation in your eye. Oh, you have ringing in your ears. And if you go to doubling up on your I-26, double up. Don't just take 3 a day. Take three twice a day. That the other ear will clean right up.
All right. Good luck, Jan. I hope everything works out for you. That's a great testimonial for you, Doc.
Yeah, it will because we deal literally now with millions of people in over 80 countries. To use the I-26, it's good for the immune system. It's good for people who have immune problems, people who have anything going on with the brain. Medical doctors have made a huge mistake by telling people not to eat cholesterol. Cholesterol is your best friend. 85% of your brain and spinal cord weight is cholesterol. It makes up all the myelin, the white matter of the brain and spinal cord is cholesterol. And sex hormones is 95% cholesterol. If you're avoiding cholesterol, as the doctor's saying, taking their anti-cholesterol pills, you're not going to have much sex life. You're going to be like those little kids, or little girls think they're boys, and little boys think they're girls.
Let's go to Jay in Alabama. Hey, Jay, go ahead. Jay, you with us? Oh, Jay has departed. Well, next up, let us go to...
He probably ran off to buy some at I-26.
Right in front of us. Lake Tahoe we go. David's with us. Go ahead, David.
Hello, George. Hello, Doc.
Yes.
Okay, about a month ago, I woke up, and from my right shoulder to my neck was real sore, like in the muscle area. So I rubbed it out a little bit, and then when I stood up, all down my arm was like tingling pain, like when you hit your funny bone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I would raise my arm, it would kind of go away a little bit. And then I would, and then my arm got real painful, my forearm, and it's tingling all through my hands. So I couldn't take it. After a couple of weeks, I went to the emergency room. They checked me all out. It wasn't my heart or anything. And they said it was a pinched nerve, and they called it some other technical name. I didn't. They gave me muscle relaxers, and all that did was just put me to sleep.
Yep.
So now it's been about a month, and it's not as bad, the pain and the tingling, but my thumb and my right hand is still numb.
Okay. Are you taking the I-26 yet?
Am I taking what, sir?
The I-26.
No, I don't. You recommend that would be the best thing for what, yeah. What's going on with me? What do you think
do you have ringing in the ears?
No ringing in the ears.
Do you have balance problems?
Not really. I'm pretty healthy otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and you need to get my book. It's called It's All in Your Head, and it's written about the... I go to page 6, and you'll have a picture of osteoporosis of the skull. The skull is 1.5 inches thick compared to a normal skull, is 1/4 inch thick. And the tunnels of the 12 pairs of cranial nerves get filled up with this connective tissue because there's no more bone, and you get all these problems. And so it's not unusual. The doctors will amputate your feet. If you have tingling and pain in your feet, they can't figure it out. They'll just cut your feet off. Okay, that's how they work. And they don't get taught about these things that go on. And so he came out with this little book. It's called It's All in Your Head. And it's only 30 pages, about the size of a chapter in a bigger book. But it just deals entirely with osteoporosis of the skull. It deals with about 50 different diseases, and you've got one of them where you're having trouble with nerves being pinched, okay? And remember, there's two sides of your brain. So one can be healed faster, especially if you don't have a lot of the right stuff. One side will get more of the right stuff, and so one side will heal better and faster than the other side. So you need to kind of double what you're taking, get the I-26, and take 3 of those chewables twice a day, and you'll regrow the brain and the spinal cord and all the nerves that are coming out through the skull.
So it's neuropathy then, you would think?
Yes.
Okay, where do I get this I-26, from your website?
Yeah, it's in there with all our other stuff, and also don't forget the glucogel to help rebuild any cartilage that's in the shoulder.
And if you want to call anybody else, David, they're taking notes on what Doc is saying, just call 1-855-949-7234, and the website is criticalhealthnews.com. First-time caller Jeff in Iowa. Take it away, Jeffrey.
Hello.
Hey, Jeff.
George, I got to say thank you, George. Your program's amazing. I've been listening since my Irish triplets were babies, about a year old.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and Doc.
Yes,
you saved my life. I want to say I was listening to the program. I was living in Michigan. I was suffering from Lyme disease. I want to say it was 2019 is when I moved there. I was in Grand Rapids, and then the couple that was on the biologist, that they wrote a book. They're on your program, and they contracted Lyme disease. I read their book, and I started right away, Doc, with the Tangy Tangerine.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, it's like my muscles started firing again. It was amazing, the effects that I got from the Tangy Tangerine. And then everything just kind of was right before the coronavirus came out. I was burning up with a fever, and everything was just coming to a head. And I think it was just my body, you know, the immune system just burning out the Lyme.
Okay, well, that's where you need the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and the I-26.
Yes, I just, listening tonight, I heard about the testimony about the I-26, Doc, so I'm going to do that, order that right away.
And don't forget the 90. Got to take the 90.
Yes, and you and Ben Fuchs have changed my whole way of thinking about supplements and just food in general.
Yeah. Well, Ben does a good job. He really, really is a good communicator. So I'll call him up and tell him you said thank you.
Thank you, Jeff, and good luck to you and everything else that you do. It is amazing. It's almost like a magic wand that you have, Doc, huh?
Well, it's one of those things where most people don't realize it, but I had three $25 million grants, and I did 30,000 autopsies. Of zoo animals and people working around the zoos and things like that. And then I got bigger grants, and I started really doing big, big projects all over the world. And so I have 25 best-selling books, and people can, you know, go to your website and follow the trail and get my books. And if they buy 10 of them, they get a big discount.
Were you at the St. Louis Zoo in 79?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I was working at the zoo. Mm-hmm.
I probably ran into you.
Probably did.
That's with the good old days with Marlon Perkins.
Marlon Perkins, and of course, Mutual Omaha's Wild Kingdom. And I worked with him on the TV. I was the guy that kept track of the animals he was taking to the TV station. I was the guy who worked at the medical school next door to the zoo, and they did all the lab work for me, and I'm doing the autopsies of the animals that died in the zoo, but also I'm doing autopsies of animals that died in over 100 zoos around the world. They were shipping me the bodies. Okay, in some cases, if they were big, big animals like an elephant, they would just take the slides from the microscope and send me the slides so I could figure out what was going on for them. So, yeah, Marlon Perkins, he was a big, big, which is a support and asset for me. He made sure that I was in on everything that the zoo did with animals. And I can't ever thank Marlon enough.
Where were you born?
Where?
Yeah.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, you were born in St. Louis. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I wasn't born in St. Louis, but it was you know, kind of a little town outside of St. Louis. My parents and my wife and I, we were farmers. Okay, so we did a lot of farming, and you have to appreciate that animals don't have health insurance like we have, okay? And that's because we give them everything they need in their little pellets or their monkey biscuits or their dog food. And so I always keep a lot of dog food and monkey pellets in the house in case there's something going on with the grocery stores. I'll eat the dog food and the monkey pellets.
Let's see. We've got a text or tweet for you from Tom. What do we have, Tommy?
Hey, Doc. Dara in Tampa, Florida would like to know if she can get the same nutrients if she freezes her spinach as if she eats it raw.
Yes, because what she wants from the spinach is the minerals. Now, you have to appreciate that spinach, like all other plants, do not make minerals. It'll have the minerals in that spinach that was in the ground they grow in. So you can't depend on everything from the spinach, okay? Because spinach will put out some vitamins, but they can't make minerals. They just need three. And so you have to be very careful. And so if you want to eat spinach raw or cooked, that's fine, but you still have to take in your supplements. The Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, the I-26, and then, of course, the secret sauces for over 100 different diseases. And I take them, even though I don't have those diseases, I take them anyway, just so I don't get those diseases.
And you get the 90 nutrients with Tangy Tangerine, don't you?
No. You get quite a few, but you don't get them all. You still need the EFAs, essential fatty acids. The Tangy Tangerine comes in kind of an orange bottle, and it's a very nice product, and I take three of those twice a day. Okay, that's in addition to my everything else, the other 49 different products I have. I have the health, let's see here, I have three other different supplements, okay? They're complete supplements. We have, again, the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. We have the Tangy Tangerine. We have the Daily, okay? And I take three of each of those twice a day. And so I'm getting, like, 18 of those tablets a day. That's in addition to all the others I take. I'm taking my Ocean's Gold for my thyroid. I'm taking the Cal Toddy for my bones. And, it's just one of those things where you just have to take it all.
Let's go to Joe in Boston. We squeeze you in here, Joseph. Go ahead.
Hey, George. Thanks for taking my call. Doc, uh-huh. I have cancer. It's high to medium to high of the prostate. I have trouble getting the supplements because I only have so much money. What would you recommend? And maybe some people could help. I'm supposed to contact John, but I lost his number. He's supposed to call me. But I have thyroid. I have. They want me to give radiation. I don't want radiation because.
Okay. There's two options: radiation, which I wouldn't go for either, and also surgery. You can surgically remove the prostate. Okay, it's not required for life. Okay. And so we have some great prostate products. You have you surgically remove the prostate, get rid of that cancer, and take the prostate products, and it'll do for you what the prostate did, except for the mechanical stuff. Okay? And then what you want to do is take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. How much do you weigh? Okay. Hello? Anybody there?
Yeah, I'm 170.
170, okay. Yeah. 170. So you need to take two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, take a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time. Then you need three of our selenium at breakfast and dinner. That's to support the immune system. And then, I would throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those twice a day. That's going to help your circulation, get blood flowing into the places that are blocked. And then, of course, you want the I-26. It's one of the biggest supporters of the human immune system that we can consume, okay? And your body weight, I'd go ahead and take three times a day. We have the two flavors. One is a banana coconut, which is our biggest seller, and then I like the French vanilla, okay? I take three of those twice a day. You need to take three times a day. That'll
Joe,
support your immune system.
I'm going to put you on hold, Joe, and Tom might have John's phone number for you. If he does that. Doc, stay with us. We're going to take a short break and come back in just a moment here. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number is 1-855-949-7234. But we will be back in a moment with final calls. And welcome back. George Norrie with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And we'll get to your final calls. Doc, it was good seeing you at Contact in the Desert in June, by the way.
Yeah, well, thank you. So always good to see you, and we cannot thank you enough for all the great things you do. You're spreading the word of health throughout the world, and so we're all very proud of you and our relationship with you and your organization. Thank you, George.
Well, I got to tell you what is so sad for us is we get regular listeners and callers to the program over 20 years, and then all of a sudden sometimes they're just simply gone, and we find out they passed away, they died. And I made a pledge to myself, Doc, that if I could help one listener, just one listener, every time you or Ben Fuchs is on, that makes it worthwhile.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, that's doing the good Lord's work.
Let's go to final calls. Let us go to John, truck driving in Ohio. Take it away, John.
Hi, George. Good morning, Doc Wallace.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, I got a question that's kind of embarrassing probably for guys. I didn't talk about it too much, but I don't drink as much, more water than I used to. But lately I've been getting and I'm 65, and I get like a dry mouth. But like I said, I don't drink a lot of water, but I'm urinating a lot more. And it's getting to the point where it's embarrassing where I don't make it. I kind of stream out a little bit, kind of wet myself. Now, is that... because I having a large prostate maybe and it's pushing on the bladder? Or is it because I'm getting older and the muscles, I just, you know, are weak and I just can't get to the bathroom in time?
Okay. It could be due to kidney problems also, okay? And so how much do you weigh, sir?
I'm 6'1", about 290.
Okay. Do you have anything like high blood pressure or diabetes?
No, it does run in my family, but no,
it's not genetic.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so you need to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, bran, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbon drinks, even the diet one's got to go. And then you need 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time. Then I would have you take the I-26, go ahead and take 3 of those chewables at breakfast and 3 at dinner time. They're big bottles, so you still need to get 2 of those bottles of the I-26. I like the French vanilla, but we do have the banana coconut if you prefer that. And then also, you need to make sure that you're getting the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day. That's going to deal with blood flow and blocked arteries and making sure that your kidneys are happy so your blood pressure is good. And again, don't forget that I-26 because it's good for the brain, the spinal cord, all the big nerves like the optic nerve and the 10th cranial nerve, okay? And I think that'll cover your concerns.
What do you think's happening to him, Doc?
Well, I think he's got some nutritional deficiencies. And, of course, people don't realize that when they're eating badly, even if you're supplementing right, if you're eating badly, you're not absorbing. When you eat wheat, barley, and oats and buckwheat, those things, they kill the lining of your intestines. So instead of your intestines looking like a shag rug when you open them up, they look like a glass tube. You're losing 95% of the absorptive surface, and so whatever you're putting in your mouth is coming out the other end. So you're not even getting the value of your vitamins and minerals if you're still eating all that gluten and buckwheat and that kind of stuff. And doctors say, you know, you eat more whole grains. Eat all this wheat and, you know, Wheaties and oatmeal and all that kind of stuff. No. You want to die soon? Want to have a lot of big doctor bills? Eat all those grains. They're killers. They've killed more people in all the wars we've ever had.
And a swollen prostate would slow down the urination?
Yes. Now, if it's a prostate issue, we have the ProstFX product. I don't have a prostate problem, but I take it because I'm a guy, right? And so I take 3 of those twice a day amongst my 50, okay?
Prevention, Doc, prevention.
That's right. You put, the stuff in your radiator, okay, to keep your engine cool. You put oil in your engine to lubricate the moving parts so they don't wear each other out. And then you have brake fluid, transmission fluid. You have windshield wipers, windshield wiper fluid. You have all this stuff. And you have, it's always fascinating to me, that on the front of the car, okay, where you have all those different gauges. So 3 or 4 times a day you're watching, is your engine overheating? You got this going on? We don't do that for ourselves. We do it for our cars.
We don't have gauges on our bodies, do we, Doc? Let's go to Catherine in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hey, Catherine, go ahead.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
Doc, I know a couple of people who've been diagnosed with cancer, and I've done some reading about the effectiveness of ivermectin for treating cancer. Do you know anything about that?
I really don't have enough experience, like I would if I had a cancer clinic or something like that. So I would not offer anything to say about that because I just don't have the experience.
Of course, ivermectin, Doc, as you well know, is a warmer, isn't it? A dewormer?
Yes.
People would take that during the COVID, and they say it worked.
Yeah. Well, that's because it supports the immune system. And so it's one of those things where when you have cancer, you want to get your immune system, you know, cranked up, stay away from all the bad stuff, including wheat, barley, rye, oats, and buckwheat, and sugar, and all that kind of stuff. Got to stay away from it. And to support the immune system, take Again, the 90 Essential Nutrients, take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, two doses a day, full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time. And then you want to take the I-26 to support the immune system. And some cancers, if they're small enough, you know, you have a pea-sized cancer, they've diagnosed, okay, with a scan, and surgically removing it is not a bad thing. You know, don't just take some stuff to support your immune system and don't take that cancer out. If it's a little bitty thing the size of a pea,
get rid of it.
Get rid of it, right.
First time caller, Karen in the state of Washington. Hello, Karen.
Hello. I am so glad I got through. I think this was meant to be.
Perfect. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a 30-year-old autistic son, and on the end of September, he came upstairs and told me he had just spit up some blood. And I took him to the ER, and he ended up having a syndrome that's called immune system. Well, it's where the immune system attacks the kidney filters, and it's called membranous nephropathy. And it's filtering all of the protein out of his blood and putting it into his urine.
Okay, how much does he weigh?
He weighs 250 pounds, and he's 6'2".
Okay, does he have anything else going on?
He had blood
diabetes.
Clots in his lungs.
Okay.
And he was filling with fluid. This happened very quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he needs to get rid of all the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, butter, and oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. The diet one's got to go. He needs two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month, a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time. He needs the I-26. Take three of the chewables twice or three times a day for the immune system. And then for the kidneys, he needs the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those three times a day. And that will help blood go through blocked arteries, okay? And it'll lower blood pressure back to normal levels and make the kidneys function better. It's your kidney's best friend is the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets.
How is he now, Kieran?
Can't believe it.
How is he now?
We got him home, and he's on a water pill, and he's on a blood thinner, and he's been spitting up a lot of fluid from that blood clot, mm-hmm. and his back is still a little sore. They're doing blood tests and urine tests every week, and his kidneys are still flushing a lot of protein.
Yeah, well, that's why he needs the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. So that's the kidney's best friend.
Here's his number to call, Karen, because they're taking notes on everything Doc Wallach just said. In case you missed it, 1-855-949-7234. And you just tell them the time you were on with Doc, and then they've got all their notes. Next up, Ron in Tennessee. Go ahead, Ronnie. You're up with us, Ron. Ron is not there. Let's go to James in New Mexico. Hey, James, go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I got a question about my diabetes and kidney issues that I have and what the doctor recommends on that.
Okay. How old are you and how much do you weigh?
I'm 53 years old and I weigh approximately 260 pounds.
Okay. Do you have any high blood pressure?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Any arthritis or osteoporosis?
I have arthritis.
Okay. So you need to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, butter, and oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. Then you need two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month, a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time. You need the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those twice a day. You need the I-26. Take three of the chewables twice a day for the immune system. Okay. And then you also, let's see, what did I miss here? Did you say you had arthritis also?
Yes.
Okay. So you need arthritis stuff. I would throw in the Cal-Toddy. Take an ounce twice a day. And, you know, you can mix it with the plant-derived minerals, put an ounce of the plant-derived colloidal minerals in with that ounce of the Caltati. I do that twice a day. Again, I only weigh 142, and that will help you in that area.
Doc, when we see you again, it'll be close to Christmas time, won't it?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Sure is. Tom, you got a text and tweet for Doc? Go ahead.
Yeah, we sure do. Hey, Doc, Jean-Claude from Omaha would like to know if Himalayan pink salt is any better than regular salt and if he maybe should just stay off salt altogether.
No, salt was the first prescribed and the first dished out supplement. Sodium chloride is required for digestive fluids, stomach acid. It's required for all kinds of stuff going on in every cell in the body. Salt is one of your best friends, okay? And when doctors say, no salt, those doctors should have their licenses taken away.
Is there a difference between sea salt and stuff like that, like the Himalayan blend?
Well, sea salt, that's where the original ones came from because it had all these other minerals in there in addition to the sodium chloride and all the other minerals from the seaweed and the salt water and so forth. And so the people on the East Coast and the West Coast, they were bottling that stuff and shipping it inland and selling it because people inland didn't have access to it. So anyway, the thing you want to know is that salt is one of your best friends. I have our salt, and I use that on my eggs in the morning. I use that on my salads. I use that, and I have three tomatoes twice a day with my food.
But you don't overdo it, do you?
Well, I salt it to taste.
Yeah.
I don't overdo it. I just salt it to taste, and you got to get the salt, okay, that has the iodine in it, okay? So you want to make sure that you're getting something for your thyroid. But that salt is required for life. And if a doctor tells you to give up salt, say, okay, I'm going to find another doctor. Sorry, goodbye.
Now, what is the Himalayan salt?
Well, Himalayan salt, you have to remember the Himalayan mountains. And there's salt mines, and there's salt deposits all through those mountains because they used to be underwater. And so when the water went away, the salt remained. And it's just kind of inland deposits of salt because the salt water used to be there.
Doc, we only have about a minute left. Tell folks how they can listen to you. You still doing your shows?
Yeah, we have Daily with Doc at noon Pacific time, noon to 1, Monday through Friday. And then I have Zooms three or four other times during the week. And so it's one of those things where they can call us, and I'll send you the information, and you can give it to them.
We'll put it up on the website for you.
Yeah, okay, there you go. I'll make sure you get it.
Everything else going well?
Oh, yeah. We are just busy like crazy. And, yeah, I've got two Zooms tomorrow. I got my Daily with Doc at noon to 1. I got a Zoom at 3 o'clock. Yesterday, Monday, oh, my gosh. Monday is my busiest day. I have three Zooms plus Daily with Doc in the middle of the day. So it's Monday. I'm a busy boy.
Well, you have a great Thanksgiving with your family, Doc, and we'll talk to you later on.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you and Tom. God bless you and your whole team. And I'll make sure you get a schedule and that kind of stuff and also the information on the salt.
You got it. That's Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance. Here you go, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, we're going to talk about manifesting, making things happen for you.